Okay, so. The underground tunnel to the jam vault would come out here. If they were actually to do that. Here is where we keep everything we've ever made.
Oh, wow.
Seen enough?
So this is it. Good grief. Now, it would be stupid of me to say, is there a system here? So there is a system. Yeah.
Absolutely. Having been in this room, you can now truthfully make the following statement. I may not have heard everything Jam's ever done, but I've seen it.
Okay.
So...
will that be the case, in fact? So stuff that you have made very, very recently will be in here? Right, okay. It's not on a hard drive somewhere.
It's on a hard drive, too. But we believe in redundancy. Yeah. So, here's how this works. For the this starts back here, and it's alphabetical. By
So, we're down at the beginning here, are we?
We're down at the beginning with all this junk on the floor that I keep saying I'm going to straighten up one day. You'll notice...
So, we start with numbers, quite right.
Well, first of all, I love this sticker, which got a little damaged. This got a little damaged when we moved from Insurance Lane, because this had been in Insurance Lane, and so we have to take this with us. So it's a little...
The DJs and staff of the Radio 1 Roadshow stayed here in 1984.
You'll notice that BBC, which really means Radio 1 and 2,
yes,
starts there and has 92 reels. Before it even gets to the DAT stage.
Wow. So so starting at the very beginning is, Julie Andrews said, 1XY, if my...
1XX.
1XX, is it?
1XX. Yeah, well, I mean, these are not chronological. These are alphabetical.
Alphabetical, yeah.
Although within each station, of course, it's chronological.
But yes, gotcha, yeah.
So lots of local BBC stations.
Yep.
Beacon. Lots of things. Lots of Canadians here. So, from the beginning of time, beginning of our time, till about 1991, I think, we kept our copies of things on reel-to-reel. These are 15 IPS quarter-inch tapes. Okay? And then in the early 90s, when DATs appeared, we said, oh, they're digital, so there's not another generation of hiss, and it's better quality, and it's more compact. So we switched over to keeping things on DAT. And the thing is that using a 90-minute long DAT, six of these would fit on one DAT.
Right, okay.
That's how the math works out. So if you look at the wall of...
Also, can I just say one stupid thing? So if we look at... There's a line here going from KUDL to KVRP, right? Mm-hmm. With KUSA TV in the middle, let's say. If you, today, had done another KUSA, you're going to then have to move everything else along, aren't you, to fit one in there?
Yeah, except we wouldn't put it on tape anymore.
No, but at the time, it meant you were constantly having to shuffle things along.
Yeah, but
presumably.
At the time, we only filled up each shelf to about here.
Ah, okay.
We have
since compacted
it.
I forget that you kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah, we filled it up. So, again, a lot more UKs.
Wow,
Leicester,
it's just...
Melbourne.
Just have a look at a couple of the stations that meant a lot to me. So we look at WMGK, will be around here somewhere.
So I think on the other side...
Yeah, that goes to WMAL.
I think you're going to find it up there and up there.
Oh, yes, there we are. So actually, in terms of how you're labelling there, you're not labelling by package name.
No, because... each reel would just get continued until it was full, and then it would start the next reel.
Yeah.
So it could have more than one order on it. It could have it could have 4 years of little packages,
yes,
or it could have the first of a three-reel big package that happened all at the same time.
Are these the master tapes?
These are the first generation copies that we kept. The stations got the masters.
So, for example, if
in most cases,
yeah,
in most cases, the station would get the master,
yeah,
and we would have the copy.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, if it was a custom, and we knew we were going to be making a demo out of it and everything else, we would either run two copies. I mean, we would make two masters at once. You know, or something, so that we had a first generation copy to work from.
So we get down to WZZW. In fact, we don't. We go further along.
ZNS.
And then, so what? These are single copies of.
Now these are demo masters. Well, actually, here, come over here first. These are the demo dubbing masters, the ones that used to sit above the duplicator. These are all mono. So these are the mono masters of all these demos.
Yep.
Some of them we also made in stereo. The stereo versions are over here. Because when we were doing cassettes, we used the stereo version.
Yeah.
So these are the stereo masters. And then these are basically either discontinued demos, you know, demos we didn't duplicate anymore for one reason or another. Special versions of demos, all specialty kind of.
So, let's say this one's sticking out here. Windy Songs.
Mm-hmm. That's there because we stopped duplicating it and sending it out.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hodgepodge.
Yeah, hybrid stuff, isn't it?
But so there's that. So if you have, you know, if you have a stereo KZZP demo at home, it's a copy of this tape, or what have you.
You have done quite a lot, really, haven't you, over the years?
What have you done with your life? This room.
This room.
This is what I've done. So now, when we enter the DAT era.
Yeah, I must just get a little. I'll do a proper picture tomorrow, if that's right.
Well, that's all right. David Barris came with his video camera and scanned
yes,
every shelf. It was almost silly. No, almost.
I don't know where you begin with it, really.
Once we entered the DAT era, we started keeping things in these DAT racks, which hold 40 DATs. So think about the fact that this is equal to six of those.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you expand in your mind how many reels that would be,
yeah,
the place would be full.
Yeah.
With the reels.
Yeah. So it was just as well this technology came along with it.
Yeah. So the DAT era lasted 12 or 13 years and goes all the way around here. And then when I had that epiphany that DATs had their own problems and were starting to cause us problems, so simultaneously said, oh dear, we have to get this stuff off of the DATs before they crap out. And we started keeping references on CDs.
Okay.
So all of this is 2005 forward.
Quick picture of that just for instance.
In addition, all of this is on a hard drive.
Yeah.
All the DATs are on a hard drive. And some of the reels are on a hard drive. But not enough to make me happy.
I was just about to say what perhaps we could say was conspicuous by its absence was PAMS stuff. Now, actually, I've just noticed there's some PAMS, or is that somewhere different?
Well, I will show you when we get to it the PAMS masters, the multi-track masters, the actual PAMS references, which are nothing much to look at, are on hard drive. The ones we have, anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But there there are some weird jingle artifacts in here. There are some PAMS masters here that have found their way home. You know.
Has that got a signature on that?
It's autographed by
Bill Minks. Well, what is that? W-E-A-R.
G-A-R, series 46. It's a G.
How is it? Okay.
So, it's one of the master tapes. Oh, you said you hadn't seen a PAM sticker, which is appalling.
No, yeah. Now I see that. I clearly have somewhere. Yeah. I haven't got one, but I've seen one, yeah.
And
And there's a little card
The previous incarnation of the PAMS box. This was the more common one, yes. The red PAMS and the musical staff to write on.
Yeah. That use of the kind of hybrid verb imagineered was always inspired, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a hint of a card index here, but I'm assuming that the index system is perhaps slightly more elaborate.
I have no idea what these are. I don't think this is anything.
Right.
Oh, these are labels, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These are labels to stick on reel-to-reel, 5-inch
reels. Onto the, gotcha.
That's what these were.
Wow, well.
So these top two shelves here are all masters of Air Force music. We talked about the Air Force.
Yeah.
So these are all Air Force things. These are ABC television network campaigns that we customized for affiliates, which was a great thing. More on that when we're watching DVDs. PAMS references. Stacks and stacks of PAMS references. You were asking about where's the PAMS stuff? It's here. It's here and it's on all these DATs. All we don't have is the reels, because those got bought by Kenar or whoever, and then he dubbed them and sold them off to whoever, so they're in 100 different hands, and it doesn't matter, because we have the...
Because you've got those, yeah.
And they take up...
Thankfully,
space.
Yeah.
So...
Well, this is really this is the inner sanctum, isn't it?
Here's a drive module demo we never sent out to anybody on 3/4 videotape, which is how we used to do it.
What do you mean a drive module?
That TV spot that I was showing you.
Oh,
that was,
right. Yes. Yes.
This was the demo. This is how we sent out demos of professional video back in the day. It was 3/4-inch U-matic cassettes. So. We still have a few dubs of these lying around.
But you've still got the technology, the hardware, to be able to play all of these different formats, because you've held on to those, even if they haven't been used for a while.
Because we go to great lengths to keep it working,
yeah.
Against all odds.
Yes.
And it's becoming more and more difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't want to be stuck with all this stuff and go, oh, I can't play it.
Yeah.
So let's throw it away, which is what any other company would do.
Well, hallowed territory. This
and
is wonderful.
And the ongoing gag. This sign, which you can read in a minute, this sign came from Insurance Lane, where we haven't been in 27 years. The sign is still in use.
Do not disturb. John will file these tapes someday.
You can see it's a bit aged. It's just, there's not enough minutes in the day. There really aren't. Like you said, you only have so much time.
Yes.
Back when they used to send out the Casey Kasem show on vinyl rather than on CDs and rather than on satellite.
So that's one of the shows.
Yeah, it's an actual show. I have many of these. So.
Breathtaking. Quite amazing.
So if you were... If it was your goal to collect everything we ever made, you would need a room at least this big to store it.
I know. But you would also need a lifetime to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. We once did a rough estimate of what the playing time is if you just one thing at a time, splice them all end to end and listen to it. And it was some ridiculous amount of time. You know, it was like 10 months or something.
Really, I'm surprised it's not longer than that.
It might have been. It's been a while since we've
I mean, have you got any feel for how many tapes are we talking about in here? It's difficult, isn't it? Because you've got all these different formats.
The last time we tried to come up with that, I think the statistic that we had come up with was that at one time or another over the 40 years... We'd done like 4,000 different stations. I mean, not all at once.
But
it's a bit mind-boggling, even.
Really is. What would Dan Pulsey be? Is that for
Dan
someone?
Dan Paisley. Was a guy kind of working as his own little ad agency. It's a bunch of
commercials.
He was an interesting guy. It's funny you would pick him out.
You asked me earlier on about what was my kind of epiphany, and actually I mentioned WMGK and WABC, but what I'd forgotten is that the other thing, the station that was closest to my sister, was actually WAEB, which was playing the same, I think it was positron tracks as WABC. And that, for me, was even more extraordinary, that there I was able to hear in the same area those jingles. So it's interesting, there's loads of WAB.
Allentown, Easton, Bethlehem.
Yeah. Great, it was a great station. And actually, its sister station was WLEV, I think, which was when I...
Lehigh Valley.
It was, and when I was first there, I didn't know it at the time, but it was playing that old... kind of top of the hour cut from Philadelphia Story, I think it was. WLEV.
It's all true.
Fabulous. Thank you for showing us in here. Wonderful.
It's a required
song. Hey, this is the Mecca, really, isn't it? Yes.
It's the epicenter of the epicenter.